Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound.
Hello and good evening, everybody. This is Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, joined with my partner in praise, Mr. Alonzo, and you're listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. And this is one of those creations of our CEO, Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet. And he's also the CEO of our sponsor, Raw Links, a line of jewelry that you, well, I'm going to tell you like this. Check them out on Facebook. I got mine. You need to get yours. Alonzo, what's going on, my brother?
What's up, boss? How you doing today?
Yeah, I'm surviving.
Okay. I'm breathing. One day at a time, right?
That's right. So it was a good day. Even if I didn't have to work on my day off.
Oh, man.
Oh, they tried to kill me.
Speaking of the day off.
What's that?
You know, L.A. got a little blizzard, you know, speaking of the working on my day off. But then we got a little snow in, and the wind had knocked down my fence. So I spent my day off in the cold lifting up this piece of fence, trying to make sure that the rest of the fence don't come down. So, yeah.
Well, I tell you, this weather is just... I don't know what to say.
Question mark.
We have spring. We have flowers breaking ground like it's springtime, ready to grow.
Okay.
Then it's going to get cold, so I don't know how many flowers we'll have this spring. They be, and I know Cali is catching it with snow.
Yes. Snow we ain't
Oklahoma.
Seen since like the 80s.
Yeah, Dave Moss was talking about the storm is about to hit them with 70 mile an hour plus winds. This is crazy.
Yeah.
But no, before we go any further, let's bring the show in proper. And that, of course, means taking it to the throne. So, would you all join me at the throne? Heavenly Father, we come before you first and foremost asking for forgiveness of our sins. Lord, help us to walk a little stronger tomorrow that we don't revisit those sins like a dog returning to its vomit. Father God, for those in the path of these storms and adverse weather conditions, Lord, be with them. Protect them, cover them, guide them, Lord. Bring volunteers out to help get those that are stranded. Whatever is needed, Lord, send help. Protect them. Father God, we offer up this platform to you. Have your way, Lord. Touch the heart, lips, mouths, tongues, and ears of the callers and the listeners, Father God, that we might just hear a word from you. And in all things, Father, we give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. It's in the mighty and precious name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen. I decided I would take after my granddaddy, who believed in rather short prayers, than another friend of mine who's a Baptist, and he'll pray for an hour. So I kind of decided to reel it in a little bit because he already knows everything that I was going to say, and he already knows what we need to hear. So we just invite him here. So what's been going on with you besides putting up a fence, Alonzo? Anything exciting? Anything new? Hello? Alonzo, are you there? Can you hear me? Hello? Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Can anybody hear me? I don't know why I can't hear anything.
Can you hear me?
Now I do. Yeah.
Oh.
That was weird.
Okay, that was weird.
Okay.
I think
that was.
Well.
Alrighty then. We will prevail.
And yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Wow. That was strange. Okay. Anywho.
That was.
Tonight, I don't know. I just wanted to touch bases on prayer. I don't mean touch bases, just to avail ourselves for prayer, I should say. A lot of people get it, make it more complicated than it actually is. Prayer is nothing more than communication with the Father. It can be done in many ways. There's no set, I mean, you don't have to follow a set format. I mean, some of the rituals in prayer are nice. I'm not saying anything against them. But that's not the only way to pray. Just like we're talking, talk to him, you're praying. And I guess since this is a poetry platform, I should start things off with a piece.
Yes, please, sir.
And then we'll go from there. This piece, I don't know where it came from, truthfully. And I'm going to warn you now, it's a little bit long. It just came out of nowhere, and I just started writing. So it's called How Can This Be?
Well, the mic is yours, King.
Thank you. I am kneeling before your throne of mercy, Father. Using your gift, I come to you, Father, presenting my prayer through your gift of poetry, beginning with asking that you would please forgive me. I've allowed myself to become pulled and stretched dangerously thin, in and out, and in and out, and in and out of sin. I ask for your peace upon those gripped and or impaled by the talons of despair, as another parent suffers the loss of a child. Your peace upon those striving to survive through homelessness, the fears and eternal internal tears and the attack upon one's faith, alluring you to contemplate walking away from your grace. How can this be? When one in their heart of hearts tried to do a portion of what was thought to be what saith the Lord, and now doubt begins to grow and gnaw at you, was it all in your mind? Or was it someone other than you that I was receiving? Have I once again been swayed by a lesser king? How can this be? How can I proclaim to love you, submit to you, believe you are the Son of God who was beaten, scorned, humiliated, spat upon, crucified, and died for me? And I still fall short in my walk with thee. How can this be? When the Word of God comes to existence right in front of your face, prophecies upon prophecies revealing their foretold appearance, and yet we still struggle with that complete release where everything is surrendered to you. And you try to justify straddling the fence. Content, I suppose, to being lukewarm praise, a praiser, when you call to be a tributary of the living water. You are grafted into the lineage of the Lion of Judah. You are a child of the burning bush, El Shaddai, Jehovah Jireh, and still fall short? How can this be? I pray with anything you find pleasing within me, Lord, that you grant your peace into the circumstances of your children in the midst of all that distracts us from you. I pray discernment, Lord, for all who strive to do your will. Father, remove generational curses and scales that have distorted and led many families askew. Remove those scales, Father, that postponed family blessings of old, and that they may begin to flow once again, healing from the ancient to the new. I trust in the will of the Father and await when seasons arrive. And from the fog, you not only recognize that you have survived and have been blessed even more, because, you see, God is blessing you yet again to thrive. You know the answer? As others scratch their heads in bewilderment, asking each other, how can this be? And just when I can't take another one of those, how can this be's, I hear a word that no doubt, Father, comes from thee, saying, while I feel your pain and your concerns, and beyond that, I also see that which ye still need to learn. After you have survived to yet still be here, after all I have brought you through, and even more, that which I lovingly, painfully endured for you, yet you still won't trust or love me. Now I ask of you, how can this be? And peace.
Wow. Paul, you are an inspiration for real, for real. That piece sounded like a disciple. I didn't know. You know, I always ask who you talking to, but then when you sit there and listen, it's like, speaking of prayers, you know, the shortest prayer in the book is Jesus wept, right?
Yes.
And the reason why I brought that up is because this piece sounded like you had went off kind of as far as went to go talk to Father, and then, like, the message he gave you is kind of like you're speaking out loud to those that are trying to connect to him. At the same time, you know, the journey you're going through, you're praising him. You're praising them in your way, but at the same time, you're turning around and letting everybody else know that, you know, God has been there. And the way you had said it, it's kind of like, wake up. You know what I mean? Like, you're being tasked. You're being tasked. Wake up. I didn't know if he was talking to, like, an inner part of you, or if he was just, you know what I mean? If he was talking to the world at that point.
I was kind of talking, I think, to a lot that was going on at that time. And this is just within last week. A friend of mine lost her last child. She's buried all five of her children. Then on top of that, there was another person that I know that died in this little homeless camp under the turnpike. from exposure and heroin or fentanyl or whatever the heck it was. And it was just so much, and I thought I was losing my mind. And there's still some other things going on that I didn't know where to go. I was just sitting there, and as usual, I get this urge to pick up my pen. So I'm not sure who I was talking to. I was just venting, I guess. I don't know. But I got the answer.
You having your pieces. I hope I can get there one day. Like, I have a hard time talking straight as is. Like, I get deep a lot of times, and the passion you have when you're poetry, I hope one day I can get there. And, man, it really, I need to go to my rock place and sit there and pick up my pen.
Hallelujah. Y'all heard that, right? I think quite a few people have been telling you that for a little while, so okay.
Yeah. I too have. I'm going on my journey, and there you go. There you go. Amen. 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 I feel like I need to get stuck in the middle of the ocean or something.
Mm. With a fishing pole.
With the fish, I didn't want to say that part because then you thought it would be a vacation. But.
Okay. You can be in commune with him. Anywhere, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Some of the best times I've had with him were like on a ride that was scaring the daylights out of me at the park, at amusement park. anywhere. You can have some real in-depth
anywhere.
Encounters with him.
Yes, I agree. I definitely agree with that. Have you ever fell asleep on a boat before?
No.
You gotta be at a certain peace of mind to know that boat is not fun to, you know. And I'm not talking about a cruise boat. I'm talking about a fishing boat.
Mm. No, because the only times I've gone out on the charter boats, I was in my fishing game. I wasn't thinking about sleep. But I don't know if I could, now that you put it that way. I don't know if I could go to sleep because there's a whole lot of water out there. Every direction you look, you see nothing but water.
Okay, and it's not like and it don't stop. The water does not stop moving. There is no flat at any point.
Okay. And you can't stand on it? No, I mean, man, look, I don't really know if I could sleep. That might be why I never thought of the Navy as a venture. That means water. My hats off to those of you that chose the Navy, you know, but I couldn't see me doing it, no.
Salute to all the veterans.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Especially the Marines. Marines, we mess with them water a lot, too, but.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they all have their purpose and their tasks to bear. But yeah.
That part.
I like being able to stand on solid ground. I'm sorry. You know?
Oh, man. I'm sitting there thinking about one of the fishing trips that I did go on. And I wouldn't call it a fishing trip, but it was some hours, so I guess it was a trip. But I did end up sleeping. But the peace of mind, you know what I mean? Like, as far as the mindset you have to have, I'm just sitting there trying to relate to, you know, because, again, we're talking about prayer. And I'm sitting there thinking about the boys when they was on the boat. Peter looked over. He said, "Who? I know that's not the Loch Ness Monster sitting over there in the water. I know. I'm finna go. That looked like Father. I'm finna go. Hey. I'm finna go get him." The mindset you have to be in to have a relationship that deep and that strong to want to jump out of the boat, a fishing boat.
Yeah. All right. And walk on some water.
You know? And walk on some water.
Yeah. That takes some faith. I think that might be just a tad bit more than a mustard seed.
Okay.
That takes some faith.
That is crazy. I mean, thank God for Jesus. That prayer thing is real.
Oh, man, let me tell you. The fact that I am breathing, talking, surviving, thriving and failing, and all that I do, is through prayer.
Right. It's through prayer.
The prayers of my mother and so many people praying for me, man, I mean, I'd have been gone.
Okay.
I'd have been past thinking. I'd have just been bones.
My
long
fault or not.
Okay.
Exactly. Long time ago.
It was through God's grace and prayer that I'm still here. And there's nobody that can convince me otherwise, because I've led a rather reckless life at times. I've had some real close encounters. Situations where I should have been dead. Like one time I swallowed a whole bottle of pills, and when I came to a couple of days later, my mother was telling me that the doctor is still amazed or flabbergasted as to how you're alive. You're not supposed to be alive. I've had guns pulled on me and misfire at the distance of 8 feet. As a kid, we used
this
to hop
the train.
This
is just a civilian world.
Yeah, right? Okay. I used to hop the freight train to go down to the sand pile, and one day I slipped off. And I could look up and see the underside of that little lip of the train that extends beyond the wheels. I've had some real close encounters. It was nothing but prayer that has kept me here. So don't ever think that prayer don't work or limit it. Prayer is powerless, powerful. You can't. There's nothing in existence that can't be defeated by prayer. But don't just think it's like rubbing a genie's lamp either. You've got to come to it with a clean heart. You've got to be sincere in what you want. And you also have to submit your prayer to his will. You know, sometimes we might pray for some things that could kill us. And I might pray for a sports car, knowing that I'm going to go out there and see how fast it goes.
Yeah, that's the whole.
What were you saying, Alonzo?
No, I was saying, yeah, I know I would. That's what if I get a sports car. That's exactly what I got it for. I'm looking for the next open road, and knowing in the back of my head, there's rules and regulations. Left side is like take that governor off. I'm full throttle. Yeah. That's exactly what I bought a two door for.
Yeah. So he's not going to give you. He'll give you what you need. He'll give you the desires of your heart, not the desires of your mind when you want that lottery ticket, knowing you got a gambling problem. You know. But when you keep your mind on him, I think your prayer life is more curtailed to him and things that are pleasing to him. So, you know, I think they kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah.
And that's...
You find your purpose.
Absolutely. And you know my go-to scripture, Matthew 6:33. Mm-hmm. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Amen.
And all these things shall be added unto you. But you got to keep him in the forefront of your mind, so then when you go to prayer, you're not going to be praying for crazy stuff. Because he's forefront in your mind. And that's the hard part, just releasing everything. Everything. Go to him completely, unequivocally available. It's not an easy thing to do. Well, at least for me, it's not.
It is.
I can't speak to nobody else.
That is so true.
But I do remember something about the Bible saying that it would be harder for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter the gates of heaven. So that...
It'd be easier.
Yeah. And I can't see that being a possibility. So when you start praying for them riches and all that fancy stuff, keep that in mind. Because with that comes a thirst. What was that? They used to call it like a gold lust. Like the miners go out and once they got that first little nugget, oh my goodness. Food was out of the question, everything out of the question. It was all about that gold, all about that gold. We get so focused on things instead of the Creator that we avail ourselves to go astray. But anyway, what do you say we stop running our mouths for a moment and open the line to hear what saith this first caller?
Let's go.
All righty. And y'all have to forgive me because I have nobody's phone number. All that is packed away.
Name tag.
So I'm going to have to let you know that area code 385, welcome to the Inspiration Factory. Who do we have on the mic?
Well, this is Adrian. How are you, Paul? Hi, Alonzo.
Hello there.
Hey, Adrian.
Hi.
I forgot you traded the 215 or the 267 number.
Well,
you became a Floridian.
Oh. my number is still 267. This is a Google number.
Well, oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. In that case, I take that back and I jollify it. I'm gonna say, whoa, she just been dropped us like a hot tater. How's married life treating you?
It's very well, thank you. Thank you very much. It's very good.
Awesome. Oh. Awesome.
So I love your subject. I do. I love your subject tonight.
Awesome. Oh, that was the purpose of it.
But thank you. really, we're trying to, hey, look. Go ahead.
It's just saying that, you know, just to reiterate, yes, it does work. I mean, we've been through, a lot of us, maybe all of us in life have been through some tough times or some precarious situations. And, you know, he's right there. You know, all you got to do is call on him. And you don't call him just in the bad times. You just got to, you know, exalt him in the good times, too. Because he's just not, you know, praising the blessing. I praise the blessor. So there you go. So, but yeah. But it's real good. Prayer is the best weapon ever.
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm. I mean, to the word, of course, which is what I mean. But
let me tell you, you pray the blood of Jesus over something, oh, man, look, Satan has no choice but to flee. So if
exactly
it's powerful enough to humble that one, it's powerful.
Right.
I mean, ain't it something just to sit there and know that you have the power to stop the devil just on the conversation piece called prayer?
Yeah, and the crazy part is we know that we have it, and we don't use it.
Ugh.
We don't wield that thing like the sword that it's supposed to be. Can you imagine how much more pleasant, how much easier, how much more enjoyable life would be? If we just, every time that serpent came toward us, just knock him on his butt and keep it moving.
Okay. Can you imagine what's to come?
Wow, man. No, I can't. I can't imagine just how. I consider myself to have one or two smarticles, but I can't put all of it together to even get a degree. what's going on.
And I'm pretty smart, mm-hmm. but I ain't that smart.
Right? But I'm smart enough to know that I want to see.
Hello.
Mm-hmm.
I got that
you
one.
Won't be part of it.
That's right. Mm. I already am. We already
mm-hmm.
are. We're citizens sure. of the heavenly Wait. Realm. We're just down here on a work visa. Yeah. We're down here to spread the word and to do his will. And when our task is over, we go back to the motherland.
Okay. Mm. Part-time job.
Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah, buddy. Oh.
Miss Adrian, I'm sorry. We taking over your minutes.
Go ahead,
Liza. I mean, I'm really glad that you did call in and enjoy and enjoying our conversation. And I just wanted to know what you brought to the table tonight.
It's very short, but and it's untitled. But if you're ready, here it goes.
The mic is yours.
Mic is yours.
Thanks. I know prayer works because things change when it's done. Sometimes people pray and pray for the same thing over and over again, but you're supposed to take it to the Lord and leave it there and have faith that all will come to pass. Prayer is amazing. It makes you feel better knowing the Most High hears you. Did you know that God can ease every hurt, every pain you feel? And you know God can do anything but fail. So pray, keep near to Him, and He'll stay with you. Love dwells within you if you believe and call on Him, knowing He is the one and only, the true and living God. Just pray to Him, and He'll do it for you. He did it before, and He'll do it again. But you can't be double-minded or lukewarm. Just stay on the path and pray. And that's that piece.
I don't know how you do it. You must be an engineer of some sort because you be packing some things in there. You must be a master of Jenga. Man, you pack so much into that. You tell me, it's a short one. But you put so much into that, man. But you said it all in the very beginning. I know prayer works. I know prayer works.
So, buddy.
So
listen, if you will, please keep family in prayer. My dad's getting a little bit slower, but yet he still hangs on. And, you know, just pray for all the rest of us.
Ah, yes. No, that's right.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Indeed. Right.
We definitely need it.
Part of my business.
Definitely. Yeah,
that's a good thing.
I start my day off as often as I can.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not
got you, Miss Adrian.
That, but I sure try. But you know what?
I'm here.
That now if you want. You can do that right now if you'd like. Would you like to feel this, Alonzo, or would you like for me to do so?
You're more than welcome to lead, sir.
Why did I know that was going to be your response? See, I'm being nice. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus. But let's go back to the throne, if you would, with me, please. Father God, here we are again. We wouldn't be coming here, Lord, if we didn't know that you heard us, if we didn't know that you loved us. So, Father God, we come to you asking that you would hold Adrian and her family up. Father God, that you would be with her father to give him peace in his twilight years, his senior moments, those golden years, Lord. Help him to transverse those years with fond memories of love, fond memories of communing with you. Father God, we ask that you would just hold us all up, Lord, the Epiphany family and our families. You know, and for all those that love you, Lord, we need you, Father. We are in an accelerated portion of this battle, Lord. We need you to just be with us, walk with us, and give us the strength and the discernment to know that it is you speaking to us, Father, that we might do your will, ensuring victory at the end of this task that you have set before us, Lord. We thank you, Father. We love you, and we know that all things will be done according to your will. We look forward to it. And it's in Jesus' precious name that I pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Thank you. That's what God has us here for.
Mm-hmm.
We are all here for his purpose. When you spit your pieces, he already has somebody earmarked to hear that and be touched by that. You know, when we tell a joke or we act stupid or even when we make mistakes, God has somebody to hear these things just for his purpose. So that's what we're here for. So just continue to just do his will, uplift people, and be our brother and sister's keepers.
Yes.
Now, Adrian, before you go away from us, us want to hear what you got going on in the Epiphany world.
Well, every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m., my diva, La Pearl and Negra, and I are in the Erotic Love Zone. The topic is seriously not suitable for work, okay? But you'll have to look on your activities when it happens and and then come through and have some fun with it.
Uh-huh.
All right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see, y'all do that on purpose because that really piques your curiosity. I got to call in just to see what she was talking about. And it's reeled me in on a few occasions, and I have never been reeled in and been disappointed yet. So y'all come on and call in, mate. You won't regret it, I guarantee. You've been there before, haven't you, Alonzo?
I have not been there. I'm actually one of those that's excited to step inside.
Oh, man. Oh, man. You got to be there. You got to check it out.
Yeah, but I'm fun.
And they just rearranged my work schedule again, so now I can come to more shows. Man, yeah, it's on and popping now. Yeah. Alonzo, why don't you meet me there?
Yes, sir.
First, we have to be invited so we have it. We can look on the event page and see what the mystery is for this coming show. You know, so we can be prepared.
Is there a dress schedule?
Yeah.
I mean, is there a dress code?
A dress code? I don't know. If she won't give us the topic, I'm afraid to know what the dress code might be.
Okay, look, I'm coming in all PJs. Nothing but PJs.
There you go. Oh, Lord. Adrian, thank you so much for coming through tonight. I've had a blast busting it up with you and being enlightened with your peace.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Both.
You and Stan Phillips are the king and queen of the two-hitter quitters. Y'all come with the short pieces that just like, bam, here I am, take this, see, just swallow, boom, see ya. But I love it, and I respect your pen just for that and your obedience to our Father. So we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge. And hope you continue hanging out with us. But we're going to keep things moving right along. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
Oh, man. That piece. Yeah, that was nice. I like that. I like it a lot.
I appreciate you doing the pray, too, because I've never been one to I mean, I'm still working on my prayers. I feel like prayers is a personal conversation thing. So when people ask me to pray for them, I feel like I need to know them personally. Not like that, but, you know, I feel like I already talked to them in a certain language. So when somebody asks for me to pray over them, I feel like I kind of intertwine my problems with theirs in a sense. So that's why I don't always pray over or pray for people. And if it do, it sounds, you know what I mean? It's short. Like, I try to, I'm still learning. Let's get it like that. Well, just put it like that. I'm still learning.
I mean, it's all part of our growth, our spiritual maturation, our walk with him. Because believe me, and there was a time you couldn't get me to even think about praying. I was embarrassed to even, you know, bow my head in public to pray silently over my food or to say grace or anything, you know. That was not me. I don't know when and where it changed, I don't even care if I sound like an idiot when I pray. I just know that if someone's going to need a prayer,
right there,
I'm going to try. Because at the end of the day, God knows what it is that I want to say, even if I start stuttering and bumbling over words and sound like a special needs person or something. I don't care. He knows my heart. He knows what it is I want to say before I even knew what I wanted to say. If I ever knew what I wanted to say. So it's all good. I just have to be willing to attempt to do, if, particularly if somebody asks me to pray. But it took a while to get there, trust and believe. I got to be to the point where I actually wore a button for a period of time until I lost it that said, how can I pray for you? Or no, can I pray for you? And I wore it to work when I was in North Carolina. I wore it to work. I wore it in the streets. People would stop me. I forgot I had it on the first time someone stopped me. I was in Walmart. And lady just stopped me and asked me, yes, could you pray for my father? I don't remember what it was that he was going through at the time. But I just stopped right there in Walmart. And I couldn't believe it. I'm sitting in my head. While I'm praying, I'm in my head, what are you doing? It's crazy. Because I don't do that. I'm not that dude at all. But somewhere along the line, something changed. When it's time to change, it'll change.
Yeah, in its own time,
right? I guarantee
right?
one thing, it will change. It will change when it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. But in the meantime, in between time, you just keep on with your prayer life. And that's practicing, you know, just like an actor who gets in front of the mirror to practice doing things. Not that you're trying to have a preset performance when you pray, but you just get more comfortable doing it the more you do it. And then one day you're going to look up and say, wow, I prayed for a couple of people this week. Where'd I come from? Watch and see. And I hope to still be here on the Inspiration Factory. Mm-hmm. So I expect a praise report from you when that happens.
Indeed.
Because they ain't going to get rid of me. Even if they fire me, I'm going to do like Van taught me to do. I'm going to come anyway. I learned that from Van Meadows, y'all. He got fired times, and he showed back. He showed right on up. I think he had a rubber stamp that said rehire. Because he never went nowhere. Which was a beautiful thing.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, man.
I ain't even met him.
You know what? I wanna hear a song. Yeah, that's all. I wanna hear a song. So, just to give you a chance to go get your beverage or whatever, but don't the song, because this one is a powerful piece. It speaks to the heart. It's by Damon Little, called I Won't Be Defeated.
I won't be sometimes in this life,
yeah, yeah, yeah,
we deal with misery and strife,
and it seems like,
and it seems like,
yeah,
the enemy is gonna do you in.
But
you're
saying,
you can be assured that you won't be defeated. Pray victory over a situation. Pray the blood of Jesus over your hurdles. Watch that ramp come up and just glide over the hurdle. Come down on the other side. Beautiful thing. Just let go and trust him. Eliza, how many times speculatively have you had your prayers answered?
I'm sorry, say that question again.
How many times, you know, I mean, just a guesstimation, had prayers answered?
How many times have I had my prayers answered? Oh, okay. To be honest, I will say all of my prayers have been answered. The only one, okay, all of them except the millionaire. I'm still working on getting that out of my mind. But at the same time, I feel like I'm not the millionaire yet because, you know, the story of the king that had everything and then when he met Jesus. Yes, what else has he got to do to be accepted? And he was told to give up everything. I feel like I'm going through that journey.
Yeah. As you walk more and more with him, he was more important than the wealth. And then you realize you're trying to amass physical wealth. But the wealth that you already possess could top Bill Gates, the Donald Trumps, to anybody that got money, the Rothschilds. You can top all of that because you got that heavenly. Which one of those people out here do you know that walk on streets of gold?
Yeah, that part.
Who do you know has got a pearl handle over the gates of heaven? You know, them pearly gates. But, come on now. Who do you know that has a relationship and can walk and talk with God? Who do you know got money to get top that?
Amen. Nobody. And then if you believe like I believe, it says that your room is bigger upstairs than it is down here. He has a room.
Yeah, that upper room.
A mansion, let alone a mansion, let alone that is bigger than what you're trying to seek down here. So it's just
so
it's
we
just
already
crazy.
Got our wealth.
If you believe like a yeah.
But you know what? I find that one of the most important things that I have to pray for is discernment to make sure that I know that some of the choices or some of the thoughts or some of the things that I are what God is trying to tell me to do, to pray for discernment. And I plagiarize and steal from a movie with Denzel Washington frequently. He says, you know, explain to me like I'm a 5-year-old. I'm a dummy, Lord. Please, just down for me so I can make sure, because sometimes I get in the way of myself. And I think subconsciously I hear something that I know is not of God, but I fool trick myself into believing that it is, just to support my agenda, you know. I need just to know that, yes, it's God telling you that this is what you're supposed to do. So that other thing that's telling you to do something, telling the sitters behind down, get thee behind, or sit down, Paul,
right.
Get out your own way, you know.
Yeah.
Because I'm my own worst enemy. So I have to constantly pray for discernment. And it's funny because I can see a lot of times now, I can see things that I've gone through before that I might have thought was just luck or I did it. It was I did this. And I see God's hand along the way, you know. So that's proof right there of prayer works, because I'm beginning to become a little bit more discerning with things. Got a long way to go, but it's working. It works. What do they say in the room, in the AA rooms or whatever? It works if you prayer does too.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have any hands raised? No, we don't. So, you know, if you want to come on and bust it up with us, spit a piece with us, give us a testimony, have a prayer request, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial. But then you press 1 to let us know you have something to share with us. But if you don't, I think we can find something. What you think, Alonzo?
I think we can find something.
Yeah, I want to hear another song. I'm having fun tonight. Because this song, I love this artist, so I love this, so y'all have to bear with me. And no, it's not Lionel Richie, Jesus is Love. But I'm going to play that before the night's out. I haven't played that in a while. But anyway, Alonzo, you know, I used to play that song almost every show. Band threatened
oh, really?
To take it off out of the studio. Yeah, he did. That's how much I played that song. This is a different
one. Mine's.
This is Take Me to the King by Tamela Ann. You know, that girl can sing.
Yeah.
There's no better place to go than going to the King.
Amen.
In case you missed it or you're just tuning in, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is the Inspiration Factory, and you're hanging out with myself, Paul Sanson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and none other than Mr. Alonzo. And we're just busting it up, talking about prayer, listening to some music, praying, and fellowshipping, and just taking time away from the hustle and bustle of life to just commune with God. And we need to get away. Like you were saying, somebody was saying to me earlier today, I need a vacation. Yeah, we need to get away from reality sometimes and just go. Go be with the Father. Well, we don't have all of this mess.
Finally,
I surely
rock.
Know I do. Yes. Can't think of nothing more secure, nothing safer. There's no stronger foundation. None that I found in my 38 again years. What's funny? Did I miss something?
Say that last part again. Yeah, did you?
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I thought you said something at the last part of the sentence. Kind of went over that real fast.
You know what? Moving right along, Alonzo. You know what?
Sorry.
What did you say? Sorry, not sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I want another piece. We talk about praying and prayers. And this is a piece that, for me, defines prayer to me. And this was a poem written because of and dedicated to my bestest friend. And those of y'all that know me already know who that was. So this piece is called Praying Hands, if I may, King.
The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. And in case you didn't know, it's dedicated to my mom. Now gnarled and disfigured by the ravages of time are the most powerful weapons I've ever known. Tools that were employed through countless battles protecting me until I was grown. And even into my grown-up years, those weapons have diverted a multitude of pains and tears. So limitless when wielded as they have been for me, a weapon that has saved me through untold toils and snares, a weapon I could never purchase or repay, for the value is beyond cost, for they saved me each and every time I was lost. Those weapons are the hands of my mother in prayer. Throughout my quote-unquote finding myself growing up, I experienced a little of a lot. Many dangerous and probably fatal endeavors I braved. Hindsight and discernment now show me that it was through God's love and those praying hands that I was saved. So now, when I see those aged weapons, I see a strength that defies the arthritis and wrinkles and varicose veins. I see the hands of a warrior queen who lovingly prayed and still prays for me over and over again. I see the blood of my life run through those hands and the prayers that have enabled me to stand, the victories her prayers snatched from Satan's hands. In those praying hands, I see the great I am. Those hands that held me ever so gently as a child, that wiped the tears from my crying eyes. Those hands that held me lovingly when my heart was broke or caressed my face as her wisdom was shared are the very same hands of the strongest substance known to man. undefeatable, powerful praying hand. Without which, I doubt I would have survived to become a man, let alone strive to righteously stand. I thank God for his gift of those praying hands, undeserved, and like his love, unconditionally at my side. Within those hands ravaged by time lies an eternal source and strength, and a love that was never, ever denied. I thank God for praying hands. Poem. I miss your mama.
Yeah, definitely a beautiful piece.
That was my buddy. That is my buddy. Well, I mean, was. She just took a vacation. I'm going to catch up with her, though. One of these days. But
no,
yeah,
that's amazing. Go ahead.
God, I'm sorry. I was going to say, that defines prayer to me, or exhibits prayer for me. All that I've been able to withstand, understand, and accomplish through those prayers, those praying hands.
Speaking of, you know, faith of a mustard seed, for somebody to genuinely care for you, want better for you, saw better in you, you know what I mean? Like, how many people can actually say they have a genuine care, you know, for one another the way you and your mother did?
Yeah. You know, I don't, discuss people's relationships with their mom particularly, because I'm such a mama's boy, it's ridiculous. And I can't think that anybody's mother was as good, as great as mine, you know, which is crazy to say. But, you know, I had the best. I'm sorry. And I don't know. I just would like the world to have a mama like I had. But then again, I'm sure there's a whole lot of people out there that could say the exact same thing. So I'm just going to take my hat off and give it up to mother's prayers. Can't beat it.
That was a nice piece, King. That was a good piece.
Thank you. Thank you. And I was so blessed and honored that God has enabled my mother to be here to hear that piece. And after it was put to music, I had a little soundtrack. I thought I had it in the studio, and I might, but I could find it in time. But I know I have it on my phone. But she heard it. And, man, you have thought somebody died the way we were sitting up there boo-hooing together listening to it. Oh, it's crazy. But that was a good time. Oh, man, that was a good time. Man, so, I ain't shame tell nobody.
Hey, okay.
Nobody.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, man. You know, we're going to go shortly into a music ministry. We have no hands raised, so I'm not going anywhere. We're just going to listen to some music. So if you have something that you want to share, raise your hand. I'm still going to be here. We'll see you. We'll bring you in. Most definitely. But I also, before we do that, I want to ask my brother, Alonzo, if he would share with everybody the Epiphany Rundown. Give you all a little taste of what Epiphany got.
Well, to start your week off on the Sunday, or some of y'all do Monday, but we're going to go with the Sunday. You got this show right here, The Inspirational Factory with yours truly, Paul, Mr. Divine Inspiration, and I, Mr. Alonzo. Then on Monday, you have your King and Queen's Quarters. Tuesdays, you have your War Council. Wednesday, you have, as you heard, Miss Adrian called in earlier. her and Miss La Negra. Did I say that right? I don't want to mess up the name.
Perla Negra.
Perla Negra.
La Perla Negra.
La
the Black
Perla
Pearl.
Negra. I apologize. Hot. Hot. Working on my Spanish. But they show up on Wednesdays at their erotica love song. And for your Thursdays, you have the Get Down. Fridays, you have the Renaissance Poetry. And Saturday, you have Just Jay and Gina Storm Show.
So you see, Tiffany has something for you every night of the week. So when it's cold outside and you don't feel like going outside, dial 319-527-6300. Any night of the week, you won't regret it. You know, now since we're in the phase of doing public service announcements, I have another one for you. If anybody listening or anybody that listens to the recordings of this is curious about who it is that we pray to, who it is that we're talking about having faith in and believing in, you want to know about this Jesus that we're talking about? If you want to know about God, hit us up. You can call in the show and ask us. If we don't know the answers, we'll do our research and find the answers in the Bible. But unless you can back it up in the Bible, don't believe what nobody tell you. Your best friend, your brother, your mother. It's not in the Bible. It's not true. But we'll show you and set you on the path to the joy that we have, even in the midst of chaos. We can still find some contentment at times when we latch on to that God that we serve. So check him out. Another thing you will not regret. Now, we're going to listen to some music. And you have anything particular that you want to hear, Alonzo? Are you in the studio, the music portion? Something you want to play?
I am there, sir. I am there.
Okay. Something you want to play?
Yeah, I can if you would like for me to.
Sure. We can flip-flop DJ.
Hey. I ain't mad. I am not.
Because we can hang out at least for another half hour. I like music.
I like
music. I drive crazy. And I like listening to music that speaks of some things. So what you got for us, Alonzo?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to turn the mic on, and we're going to listen to a little bit of Smokey, if you don't mind.
I turned that song over to you, my brother.
Here we go.
Another minute, not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way, as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee, come rescue me. I need you right away. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never need needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left while I was yet searching the world for more. The truest friend I have indeed, you're my best friend I know in need. I stretch my hand to thee, come rescue me, I need you right away. The agony of being alone, the fear of doing things on my own, the tests and trials that come to make me strong.
He my heart. Help me.
Heart.
Heart.
I want to take this time here and dedicate it to the broken. I want to talk to you for a moment. You see, I've been on this Christ walk for a good minute, you know. And I understand that there are some who got the thing figured out and down pat. But for the rest of us, every now and then, you know, life happens. And we need to simplify a little bit. This is the reason for this song. And I hope you hear my heart on it.
Most simple
than it
seems.
But I'd rather just express the way I feel. All those complicated things and those tears. No. I'm done with all the things that make it difficult to know you love. You love me, you love me, you like me. Simple, I know, please forgive me for asking, but life can be so confusing. So I lift up my hands like a that I am yours. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You love me.
This place by divine inspiration. There is this place of three hearts and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot and you're forced to survive in a state of not a lot. A place where you are surrounded by degrees of pain, frustration abounds, threatening to drive you insane. And despite all quote-unquote efforts, there is very little you actually gain. There is this place resembling a private zoo where freedoms and dignity are stripped from you. And the majority of the exhibits are people of color too. The quote-unquote throwaway of this red, white, and blue. This place where time seems to practically stop. This place that has made you the most recent cash crop, and odds are stacked to prevent you from ever rising to the top. A place you can rarely, if ever, escape from completely. It shall follow you and haunt you, and not very discreetly. And label you, hinder you, and attempt to destroy you cold-bloodedly. A place designed to break the spirit of those who look like you and me. And more often than not, this place is cast upon you unjustly. I have been to that place to serve my time. And if that time is served, I will kiss my own behind. Because 16 years later, I am still being punished for my crime. Time served is naught but another of their lies. This place affects nearly every home of the black race, causes oceans of tears to fall from hundreds of thousands of innocent black faces, as racial ambiguity governs most cases. Rehabilitation and preparation for your release are disturbingly slim, because they really want to and wait to welcome you back in with a snide, sadistic, inhumane grin. This disproportionate incarceration of Nubian kings must cease. It's destroying our family structure, swapping pain for peace, leaving feelings of abandonment from daughter, son, wives, husbands, nephew, and niece. Financial despair arises in your stead, families engulfed with heartbreak and dread, and the enemy is loose trying to get into and mess up your head. This vicious, crippling cycle must be stopped. Far too many gallons of black blood end up in a mop, and their meaning of rehabilitation is a flop. And concern for their future can be measured in one single drop. This place must be rehabilitated because it is surely broke. The steps taken to prepare them for release is a sick joke. It's merely a place where the reality of recidivism is stoked and dreams of success are intentionally choked. We must stand together and confront this place. This place that is filling our sons, daughters with unwarranted disgrace, where the pains and horrors can never be erased. God knows we must stand up and rehabilitate this place. This place needs to be removed from time and space.
immediate return to the word and will of God and his everlasting grace, which surely prevent many of our men, women, and children from ever seeing the inside of this place. We need to remove ourselves from the enemy's hand and end this ungodly incarceration of the Nubian man.
Alas, but this will never occur if we can't unitedly stand. And more importantly, return to the will of the great I Am. There is this place of three hocks and a cot. Place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hocks and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot. There is this place of three hocks and a cot. A place where in time so often you become forgot.
This place. This place.
Come on, sing that out, say that
I don't have to worry.
Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks' notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door.
I think he's not broken.
Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day. See, my ink don't drip like it used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The documents I faxed was my 2 weeks' notice. I'm not getting anywhere. I was easily demoted. And even when I was so devoted, understanding that when one door closes, another one opens. But Lord, I'm scared to walk into another closed door. I think the knob is broken. Job is my inspiration, and give up he did not in any situation. David was weak, and yet he wasn't a man to defeat. Deborah was bold when Barack was cold, and to be clear, Lord, I ask you for courage, strength, and wisdom. I'm with the mid-storm, and this can't be my norm. Normally it would have passed, but it seemed to have cast these shadows with no light in them. Soul gone cold, beautiful no more, withering and dying with no growth. Lost all hope, great is what I sought out to be. It seems to always get drained out of me. Ink drying like an open pen, there's no hope to win. So, please guide me to this light while my soul still has some might. And this ink on my hands can write because in the light there is no darkness, no falling from shortness. For when I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, no need to hold my breath, the shadows is behind me. God's plan to bring me to my knees, tears to my eyes, the gift of vision is my pride. Walking where you lead cannot be cut by devil's weed. See through the waters, the rivers don't sweep over me, and when I walk through the fire, it's because of you I did not burn. Your back, you did not turn. Now I sit back and pray while you continue to work on me, and my soul is saved another day.
Lord, I pray for strength to make it another day.
My ink don't drip like I used to, dried and blue. I'm ready to sign my life to you. The Inspiration Factory with Paul Sanson and Van Meadows. Save Me by Natasha Chanel.
That was an old one, but as y'all know, it's with Mr. Alonzo. But I would like to let all of you know how thoroughly I enjoyed hanging out with you guys tonight. What'd you say, Alonzo?
I totally agree. Still left.
Are you muted? Look, I hear you. Huh?
Am I muted? I'm still laughing. That part.
Oh. Okay. Yeah, but it's been a great night. And we get ready to call things to a close. Yeah. But I want you guys to be on the lookout. Coming real soon is going to be the schedule for the Inspiration Factory, if you will. We got some exciting things coming up. But we'll let you wait a little longer just before we tell you everything. But it's coming real, real soon. And with that, I would like to bid you all farewell and God bless you. Alonzo, any last words?
I bid you guys adieu. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget, if you got a piece, don't be afraid to call in. Don't forget to hit that one. And see you next week.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the opportunity to come together this evening to just stand in agreement that you are Lord. Father God, we ask that you would follow us through the week, Lord, to guide us, to comfort us, to empower us to be a better person than we were last week. And we look forward to being able to fellowship with you again on next Sunday. We love you. Praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And God bless you all. Amen.